Hello and welcome to the Gifted Podcast. I'm your host, Neeraj Mulani, and in the Gifted Podcast, I speak with elite athletes as we try and challenge the misconception that athletes are just some people who are gifted with special abilities at birth, as we focus on the hard work and perseverance that goes behind making of an athlete. In this special Olympic series, we'll be joined by past and present Olympians who will be shedding light on the journey to competing at the grandest stage of world of sports, the Olympics, as we try and understand what it takes to overcome your fears and inhibitions and live a life that's limitless. In the spirit of a life that's limitless, this special Olympic series is brought to you by Edelweiss Tokyo Life Insurance that perfectly embodies this very notion of a life unlimited. We kick this special Olympic series off by catching up with India's skeet shooter, Mehraj Khan. Mehraj was generous enough to take time out of his pre-Olympic training and shared with us the highs and lows of his career so far, and also gave an account of his preparations for Tokyo Olympics.
I was very close in 2012 get the quota. I missed the quota in Doha for the London Olympic Games.
Yeah.
But after that, I never give up, you know. I keep working hard. And in the end, I won the quota in 2015 for the Rio Olympics. I was unlucky in Rio again. I lost the shoot-off, the same score with the Olympic champion, Gabriel Rossetti, the Italian shooter. Yeah. We shot the same score, 121-121. So I think in the Olympics, I say that lucks also matter, because we all reached Olympics well prepared, you know. Yeah. You cannot say that, no, I didn't come with good preparation in the Olympics. You can't say.
Yeah.
Because when you listen about Olympics, you just go full throttle, full preparation, shooting, physical, mental, whatever you, if somebody tell you, know that Mehraj drink tea after you wake up first thing is good for your shooting, you will start doing the same, you know?
Yeah.
So Olympics, all shooters, because with the numbers are very limited, only 30 shooters, you know, 28-30 shooters will be in the Olympics. It's much easier to go and perform in the Olympics because, you know, there's only 30 shooters. But to qualify for the Olympics is a big task nowadays, you know, because full world, you have to be in top 30 players, you know, to represent your country. So I think, first of all, we will always move step by step, you know, first qualification for the Olympics, then the preparation, then the Olympic match, then the final for the Olympics, then the medal. You can't think the day one, okay, I will win the Olympic gold. You can't say this, because you need to work and you have to be very professional while you are going to achieve something which is your dream. So you can't go in a shortcut, you know. You can't. Yeah. There's no shortcut.
And in terms of, you know, I'd love to dissect your performance at the Tokyo, but before that, like you mentioned that you missed out on the London qualification only by two spots. I wanted to understand from you, how did you deal with such an outcome? You know, we know that you have had this dream of becoming an Olympian for India for a while. How do you deal with such an outcome, and how difficult is it for an athlete to overcome such setbacks to continue pushing for their next target?
Basically, this is human nature. You know, when you lose something, you know, the biggest loss for a human is family. You know, when you lose your loved one, huh? But the same day you eat also, the same day you sleep also. The God, Allah designed our brain, our body in such a way that we have everything in our mind.
Yeah.
You know, we forget very fast and we move forward. Same in shooting. You miss one competition, you know, the next competition in 2 months or 1 month or 3 weeks or 1 year, you start preparing again. I know when I missed the medal in Rio, it was very difficult for me to restart again. You know, it takes some time. 1 year I go down with my performance because my mind was not going with my technical approach, you know, because mind is going somewhere else, I'm going somewhere else, was not in the same line, you know. But it will come automatically when I am reaching near the qualification for the Tokyo Games. It comes automatically on the line. Yeah. And my mind says, now this is your line, this is the line. I keep working, and I won the quota. So I think if you have a good technique and you believe in yourself, number one, the belief. Yeah. If you don't have this kind of approach in your own system, that you can win again, you can win the medal again. You have this kind of a fire inside you that, no, it's not over yet. I have to give one more shot. I think that time you can go and win. And the belief is, I think, is the most important. Like we have a belief that if somebody died in your family, that he is in a better place. It gives you a mode of satisfaction, you know, that he's in a better place and you start moving forward. Same approach I use in sport also.
Yeah.
Time, unfortunately, with this COVID scenario, we missed the test event. So we didn't know about the shooting range. So it's same for everyone, you know, not for me. But for everyone, this is a very different Olympic Games this time. It will be very different with mask, with social distancing, with the fear of COVID, with a lot of people are not training because of the lockdown. You know, so I think it will be an interesting one.
Lots of roller coaster results.
Yes, a lot of speculation, a lot of roller coaster, a lot of things. Every day is the new thing comes out from Tokyo playbook. You know, you do have to do this. You have to do this. So, but believe me, I'm so relaxed. Yeah. I'm so chill now. I am not thinking anything. My goal is to go. Oh, boom. First target is my goal. Station one, first target in Tokyo Games. I want to give my 100% on that target. And let's rest. We'll see what happened after the competition.
Yeah.
I have a strong belief in, you know, I have a strong belief in the God, you know, in Allah, that if he want to give you, nobody can stop you. If he don't want to give you, nobody can give you. So I'm a strong believer in this. But like in our religion say, do your part, do your work. Not like, okay, I'm not shooting. I'm sleeping full day. And in the Olympic Games, okay, if you want to give me, please give me. If you don't want, no. No. But when he says, my friend, you didn't shoot one target in 3 months, how you will win the Olympics? You know, you didn't run, you didn't do any stretching. So do your job, do your preparation, do your everything, whatever you want for achieve the good score, your preparation, your technical approach, your equipment, your stock, your gun, your ammunition, sort it. And then you will go. And then in the competition, we'll see. If you are able to win, you win. If you are not, thank you, sir. Good competition. Congratulate the winner and go home and restart again. This is my goal. Same, simple.
It's very refreshing to hear this kind of a perspective at sport.
Neeraj, you can't put, you have already pressure for the games.
Yeah.
Why you put unnecessary winning pressure on yourself? For what?
Right.
It's in your, not in your hand. It's in your hand, but not in your hand also, simultaneously, you know, because everybody is preparing. But in the end, only one person will win out of 32 shooters, 31 shooters, whatever we have. And rest 30 will go home without medal. Also, the first loser will be the silver medalist.
Yeah.
He will also say, oh, I won the silver. Why not gold? The bronze medalist say, oh, I won the bronze. Why not silver? The worst part is the fourth position.
Fourth one,
He says, it's better that I won the bronze only. So I think... to represent Olympics is an achievement.
Yeah.
Is an achievement for any athlete in the world.
Well, like Mehraj mentioned, competing at the Olympics is an achievement in itself. Yet all of these athletes continue to strive to win a medal at the Olympics nonetheless. So here are some of these athletes who have made their zindagi unlimited and have a shot at achieving unlimited glory, which is to say, here are some of the medal hopefuls from India. PV Sindhu, the silver medalist from Rio Olympics, was crowned the world badminton champion in 2019. With her arch nemesis on the court and best friend off it, Carolina Marin, not participating in Tokyo because of an injury, PV Sindhu is a strong favorite for a medal finish as she goes into Tokyo as world number 7. After hockey, wrestling is India's most successful sport at the Olympics with 5 medals in total. India has won at least one wrestling medal in each of last 4 Olympics. And this time as well, we have a very strong wrestling contingent with 4 out of the 7 athletes ranked in top 4 seeding positions going into Tokyo. Having suffered a freak injury at Rio Olympics, Vinesh Fogart ended up returning in a wheelchair and underwent surgery. But since then, she has had strong performances and has won gold at both 2018 Commonwealth Games and 2018 Asian Games. This has also seen her reclaim her world number one title going into Tokyo. Much like Vinesh Fogart, Bajrang also has gold medals at both 2018 Commonwealth Games and 2018 Asian Games. He also has 3 World Championship medals to his name and is also the only Indian to hold that accord. He goes into Tokyo as the world number 2. To clear the confusion, no, he is not Bajrang Punia's brother, but he does consider him as a mentor, seeing as he hails from the same town as Bajrang. Deepak has a silver in 2019 World Championships and goes into Tokyo as the world number 2 in his category of 86 kgs. 9 boxers have qualified for Tokyo, which is a record for Indian boxing in itself. And 8 out of the 9 boxers are ranked in top 10 in their respective categories. Amit won a gold medal at the 2018 Asian Games and a silver medal in the 2019 Boxing World Championship. This sees Amit go into Tokyo as the world number 1 in his category of 52 kgs and definitely the man to beat. A household name in India, Mary Kom is a 6-time world champion. She's currently ranked number 3 in the 51 kg category as she aims to go 2 steps beyond her bronze medal finish at the London Olympics. Is there anything better than winning a World Cup gold medal 1 month prior to the Olympics? Well, yes, winning 3 World Cup gold medals 1 month prior to the Olympics. That's what Deepika Kumari did. She won 3 World Cup gold medals in Paris 2021 and goes into Tokyo as the world number 1. Joining Deepika Kumari in a very strong contingent for archery is her husband Atanu Das, who won the mixed team gold medal in the World Cup with her. Atanu also won a gold medal in the World Cup in the individual category and goes to Tokyo as world number 9. India is sending its strongest shooting contingent yet to the Olympics with 15 shooters in Tokyo right now. And they're not there just to make up numbers. Most of the Indian shooters are ranked in top 5 in their respective categories, and that makes shooting a strong contender to bring multiple medals for India. Seeded number 1 and 2, Abhishek and Saurabh are strong favorites to bring a medal in the 10-meter air pistol event. Abhishek won 2 gold medals in the World Cups in 2019, while the other 2 were won by Saurabh, asserting India's dominance in the event. Divyan Singh Panwar has 6 World Cup medals to his name, and 4 of them are gold. He goes into Tokyo as world number 2 in the 10-meter air rifle event. While Aishwari Tomar is great at 10-meter air rifle, 50-meter 3 positions is where he really comes into his own. He won the gold medal at the World Cup in Delhi and goes into Tokyo as the world number 2. Mehraj lost the skeet final at Rio Olympics, only to the shoot-off, and that too to the eventual Olympic champion. Like you guys saw in the beginning of the video, Mehraj is definitely in high spirits going into Tokyo and is focused on nothing but winning a medal back for Indian skeet shooting. Elavanil won the mixed air rifle gold at the Shooting World Cup and is world number 1 going into Tokyo Olympics. Rahi Sarnoval, she's been in top form this season as she won silver at the Shooting World Cup in Delhi 2021 in the 25-meter sports pistol event, missing out on gold only in a shoot-off. She goes into Tokyo as the world number 2. Another world number 1 shooter from India is Yashaswini Deswal. She won the gold in individual category and a bronze in the mixed team event at the Shooting World Cup 2021. With 9 World Cup gold medals to her name, Manu is a close second to Yashaswini. Manu is also the only Indian shooter to participate in 3 events at the Tokyo Olympics and is a strong favorite to bring an Olympic medal home. Well, that wraps up the first video of the Special Olympics series of the Gifted Podcast, brought to you by Edelweiss Tokyo Life Insurance. Follow us along on this journey as we have amazing guests lined up for the next 2 weeks of the Tokyo Olympics to bring you regular updates. Until next time, this is your host Neeraj Mulani signing off.